Midos, Peragal Mishnah Hey. We're in the middle of discussing Mishnah Dalid, started with Shivish Oyim Horva Zoro, and the Mishnah starts listing them off, and now we're up to the Tzad HaTzofen. Shibat Tzofen, Shar HaNitzutz, the one that was on the Tzad HaTzofen closest to Mayriv of the Azoro, was Shar HaNitzutz, Ukiminach Sadru Hoyo, it was like a balcony. Va'aliyah b'nuya al gabov, and it had an aliyah, it had an upper level room that was built on it, on top of the achzadra. You come into the azorah, shakehanim shomrim milamalon, the mokum hashmira that we had in the beginning of the perek, which was sharanitzis, was there milamalo. Va'alavim, that's where the kehanim were. Va'alavim milamaton, they were lower down ala karka. This balcony was mostly open. It was al gabi amudim, the top room and the bottom room. That's why it's called Shar Nitzutz, is because Nitzutz means a spark. What it means over here is that it was very flooded with light. It was open, it was high, and it was flooded with light, so it was called Shar Nitzutz. The Shar Nitzutz is the bottom. The base Shar Nitzutz is the Aliyah Shal Gabov, and the Shmir was on the top and on the bottom. U'pesach choya loy lechel. It had an opening to the chel. The chel is something you don't find mentioned too often in Seder Kodshim, but it's a very important part of the Beis HaMikdash. The chel is the chelik of the Har HaBayis that's nearest to the Azorah. It surrounds the Azorah. The area called the chel has a border called the Sarik. The Sarik was, it wasn't a straight wall, it was a schocha. It was like branches interwoven, but it was put there as a shomer. The mokum was a mokum that delineated past where tmeim are now let it come. When we say tmeim, we're talking about tmei meis. It's midrabonon. Tmei meis are allowed to come onto the abayis. They're only now let it come to the azorah. Midrabonon, they have to stay behind the soirig. And the same is true also for goyim. Goyim would bring karbonos. They would bring it, they would hand it over to a kohen over there. That place is... Past is mokim miyud for tahirim and kedoshim, for Yisraelim tahirim. In any case, there was a Pesach from the Shar Nitzutz that went out to the chel, even though be'etzem the Shar Nitzutz itself was open to the chel, but it had a separate entrance. On the Shar Tzofen, we continue from the Tzad Marovis, the Shar HaKorbon. The Shar HaKorbon is where the Kodshei Kedoshim would come in. Again, because on the Tzad HaTzofen, we had in the previous Mishnah, the Tzad HaDorim is where Kodshim Kalim would come in. Kodshei Kedoshim would come in al Tzad HaTzofen, Kushki Tosim Batzofen. Shlishiloi Beis HaMoikid. The Beis HaMoikid was on the Tzad HaTzofen. It was closer to the Tzad HaMizrochi. And it's a big structure in the wall of the Azara. It has a kippah, it has a dome on top that's built into the Chaymat Tzvoinis of the Azara. The reason why it's called Beis HaMoikid, we learned in Maseches Tam, is because there was a big fire there, because the Kahanim at night would be cold. The Kahanim also during the day, if it was a cold day, Haloi, their feet are uncovered and they're standing on a stone floor. So there was always a fire burning in the Beis HaMoikid. That was the name. Some Hashem bring that the Beis HaMoikid was the source of the Eish that went on the Mizbeach. So for that also was called Beis HaMoikid. So that's the... Those are the three Sh'orim Batzofen. Mishnah Vav. Arba L'shochos hoi b'Beis HaMoikid. There were four Lishkos in the Beis HaMoikid itself. It was a large room. There were four Lishkos, four small rooms. Kikitoinos psuchos l'traklin. Which means, like small rooms that are open to a big hall. Shtayim b'kodesh, two of them were on the side of the Azara, which has Kedusha to Azara, and obviously a Tomei can't go in, and also nobody could sit down there. Ushtayim b'chol, two of them are the side of the Azara, that's more the outer side, the Har HaBayis, and remember that does not have Kedusha to Azara, you could sit down there, a Tomei, theoretically a Tomei Meis, could go there. The Roshei Pispisin, there were beams, they're blocks of wood. Mavdilim ben kodesh lechol. What the chas v'sham? Nobody should go over. Umehoyu misham shoyis. What were the lishkois for? Marov is dry misyoyis lishkos tloya korban. That's where they would put the tloim, the shepsalok, that were bedukim mikol mumim for the seder avodas atomid. Dreimis mizrochis hihoisel lishkas oisel lechem aponim. That's where they used to make the lechem aponim. These two, since they were used for things that are tzrochim for mukrov magabe mizbech, were in the chelik hakodesh. These two are in the chelik hadreimis of the tzvoinis, which means that it was further inward. The other two, mizrochis tzvoinis, bogonzu bnei chashminoi es avnei mizbech sheshiktzum. When the Yevonim came to the Beis Hamikdash, in the middle of the second Bais, they were Mechal, they were Metame, the Avnei Mizbech, when the Chashmenoi recaptured the Beis Hamikdash, they took off the Chelik of the Avonim and the Mizbech, that was Nischal, by the Hakrovas, Kobonis Tmeyois, L'Shem Avod Zor Malchi Yovin Rachman Al-Tzlon. So there was a room over there where they came throughout Avnei Mizbech, so there was a room over there, that was a room, that was a Gneza. Tzvoinis Marovis is the room of Bo Yordim LeBeis HaTfilah, in over there with the steps down to the Beis HaTfilah that was underneath the Mokem HaMikdash as necessary. It's for a Kohen Shiro Keri Bishnosa in the middle of the night. So he would go down over there. There was a tunnel underneath the Ritzpah. That would take him to the Mikvah. That place does not have Kedushas Mikdash. And for Keri, he can't. He has to go out because he's Tomei. So that Chelik was in the Chelik HaChol.